Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Donald Trump Jr. appears at Wichita fundraiser. We've got the story.
Land around the Wichita Greyhound Park has been sold at auction. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council got details on the proposed budget for next year.
Federal charges filed against Wichita attorney and a computer software engineer. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, cloud cover kept our temperature in the upper 80s. Our high yesterday, 88. Will we warm up more today? Our full forecast is coming up.
The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., was in Wichita Tuesday night campaigning for Kris Kobach in the GOP primary race for governor. Speaking to a room of supporters, Trump talked about the recent meeting with NATO, as well as jobs here at home.
We're Republican, but who's done more union work than Trump as a builder?
Yeah, exactly.
So he understands, he knows those guys, he's worked with them. And so, you know, when you, again, look at the job numbers, look at the employment numbers, look at where wages are going.
Kansas governor's race has 14 people in the primary ballot. Primary election day is Tuesday, August 7th.
The land under and next to Wichita Greyhound Park has been sold at auction to two men trying to protect what they already own in the area.
The Wichita Eagle reports racing magnate Phil Ruffin bought an 82-acre tract that includes the park buildings and the racetrack, which he closed in 2007 after voters rejected a proposal to bring slot machines to the park. He paid $1.6 million for the land. He owns the buildings at the track and was leasing the land. Johnny Stevens, the owner of the nearby Kansas Coliseum and accompanying buildings, bought 35 acres west of the park for $150,000. The Sedgwick County Commission approved the sale following the auction. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council heard details on next year's proposed budget from City Manager Robert Layton at Tuesday's meeting.
Highlights of the proposed $600 million budget include an unchanged mill levy, optimizing fire staff response to non-emergency calls, and a $2 million increase in street maintenance. While next year's budget calls for Clap Golf Course to be closed, Mayor Jeff Longwell gave his 2 cents on the course, which lost over $230,000 last year.
I don't believe we're ready until we have further discussion. I can say that I'm not ready at this point to close Clap. I think there might be some other options to look at.
The Linwood Branch Library would be closed in 2019. Also, a private firm would take over operation of the city's animal shelter from the police department. The city council will hold a public hearing about the budget on August 7th, with adoption of the plan 1 week later. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Federal charges have been filed against Wichita attorney Brad Pistotnik and a computer software engineer. The Office of U.S. Attorney for Kansas, Stephen McAllister, says the indictment alleges Pistotnik and David Dorsett, co-founder of a company called Viral Artificial Intelligence, each committed 5 counts of computer fraud and 2 counts of conspiracy. The indictment alleges that the men were responsible for cyber attacks in 2013, 14, and 15 on websites that were critical of Pistotnik's work. Attorney Steve Robeson, representing Pistotnik, tells KSN News they were caught off guard by the indictment because they thought the matter had been concluded.
We did our own investigation, and we shared our investigation with the United States Attorney's Office and the FBI. We have had no request for follow-up. We've heard nothing in the 2 years plus that have passed since then. We consider the matter concluded.
A court date has not been set.
President Trump is trying to clarify and correct a controversial comment he made about Russian election interference at a news conference with Vladimir Putin.
He meant to say wouldn't, not would, in a key sentence about Russian election interference.
It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't.
President Trump says he meant to say he sees no reason why Russia wouldn't be to blame for 2016 cyber attacks. Instead, he said he didn't see a reason it would be Russia. Also now saying he accepts U.S. intelligence agencies' conclusions
that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
But the president added it could be other people also. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A victim in a house explosion near Mulvane has died, identified as Robert Anglin. That explosion happened July 9th, southeast of Mulvane on Gouda Springs Road. Another man, Rick McPhail, was also injured in the explosion. He's in fair condition. State Fire Marshal investigating the cause of the fire. Authorities are looking at propane gas as a possible cause. 7:05 now, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game last night. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Google may be facing the biggest fine in its history. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. A Harvey County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested for alleged criminal threat made via cell phone. Levi Herring was taken into custody by the North Newton Police Department Tuesday morning. Harvey County Sheriff Chad Gay says he will hold his deputies accountable.
I want our community to know that they have a great group of folks that work for them, and that this one guy, you know, doesn't at all represent what we stand for as a sheriff's office.
Herring has been placed on administrative leave by Harvey County during the investigation by North Newton Police.
Google may be facing the biggest fine in its history.
Google may be ordered to fork over as much as $11 billion in fines by the European Union Commission. The BBC reporting that the commission's ready to lodge the fine because of what they say are anti-competitive rules for Android phones. If you've ever had an Android, you'll see that usually Google Search is the default search engine and the Google Play Store is the default store. Google reportedly requires that any phone maker who wants to use the Android operating system has to set up those defaults. Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
A Virginia man called 911 after being fouled on a basketball court.
It happened at an L.A. Fitness in Sterling, Virginia, and of course it was caught on video.
This is the hardest foul in America, bro. What you guys say, Bert? You calling the cops if you get fouled, Berto?
The guy who called the cops was fouled hard enough to fall to the court, but deputies say they're not certain why they were called.
Have you ever been called for a basketball foul before? This is your first time?
That's my first basketball foul.
No fists were thrown. There was no racial element. In fact, after he called the cops, the man returned to the court to finish the game. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Ever heard the phrase, no blood, no foul? 7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, the low end around $2.57 a gallon. That's what I'm seeing out there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning to you.
I noticed are we going to keep that 20% chance for showers today in the forecast?
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and take that out as a lot of the rain, and it kind of moved just to the south of Wichita down into Oklahoma. So yeah. I don't think there's any threat of rain this morning, but up to our north, way up to the north in parts of some of our Nebraska counties, a few thunderstorms moving in towards that part of the viewing area. And other than that, a lot of us looking pretty dry this morning, just still pretty cloudy as well.
Yeah, and the radar showing in central and north central Oklahoma, they're getting a lot of rain down there right now.
Yeah, similar to what we were dealing with yesterday. It seems like they're kind of getting the deluge this morning. But either way, I think the rain that we picked up over the past couple of days, definitely nice to get at least a little bit of a break from those showers.
For the rest of the week, are we going to see rain again this week, or are you going to hold off for a few days?
Yeah. For right now, it looks like we're going to be right in the middle of a kind of a pattern shift between today and tomorrow. By tomorrow, it looks like things are going to be pretty dry for at least a few days into the weekend. It's just going to be hotter, middle 90s, looking likely all the way through the rest of the work week and especially into the weekend. Maybe a slim chance of an isolated storm by late Sunday night.
All right. Well, go ahead and give us a forecast here for the next day or so.
Yeah, you know what? For the next day to going on today, it looks like that slim chance of rain definitely out of the forecast, at least until we get into the late afternoon, maybe seeing a few thunderstorms developing in parts of western Kansas, and they may try to make the trip over here into south central Kansas and Wichita. Only another 20% chance of that happening. And then later on tonight, falling down into the 60s and 70s again, similar to where we have been falling over the past few days. Under that 20% chance for maybe an isolated storm or shower. Into Thursday, maybe a few leftovers into western Kansas, but otherwise Wichita looking pretty dry by this time tomorrow morning. And as mentioned, it's just going to be hotter by tomorrow, going from 91 today to 95 tomorrow. So you're going to feel the difference. You're definitely going
to
feel it.
So today's high 91, tomorrow up to 99, I know.
95
tomorrow?
Not getting that hot just yet.
Oh, really? I want it to be hotter. So what do we got right now, Ronnell?
Yeah, right now, not really feeling all that bad. 73 degrees. Still got that mostly cloudy sky out there, though. So not really getting a whole lot of sunshine to start the day. Just a little bit gloomy, depending on where you are. Wind's pretty light as well, out of the south at 3 miles per hour. Dew point of 72. Keep in mind, temperature of 73, once they get close together, that's what makes the air feel very, very heavy. Possibly even seeing, maybe in a few isolated spots, a little bit of fog with those low clouds out there. So something to keep in mind, but visibility for right now, actually pretty good at 10 miles.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. Appreciate it. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams, 714 Stephen Ted. Well, yesterday's high in Wichita was 88 degrees. How about that? Normalized 93, so we were a little below normal yesterday in the afternoon. And the rainfall, you know, was spotty, as we've had the spotty rainfall out at Eisenhower, near Eisenhower Airport. National Weather Service officially recording 18 hundredths of an inch. That's not a lot of rain, 18 hundredths of an inch.
Yeah, but the northern part of the county obviously got a lot more.
Certain parts got more, some got none, so there you go. It is today's July 18th on this date in 1953. Elvis Presley recorded My Happiness as a gift for his mother, dear old mom. Oh, it was his first recording.
Gladys
was her name. And apparently he was, from what I understand, he was pretty much devoted to mom.
Yes, he was.
They were very, very close. And she probably, you know, it's one of those things like a mom will take a child and really smother it with a lot of affection and a lot of positive vibes, and who knows where they're going to go.
He basically bought Graceland for her, didn't he, to live in?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's
basically a mansion.
That's interesting. All right.
Then he bought her a pink Cadillac to drive to tootle around Memphis in.
She had all she needed there, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like
King was taking care of her.
All right, today is a special day for me. I was to share with you the personal side of Steve and Ted. Today is a birthday for my twin granddaughters, Mary and Jocelyn Thummel.
That's a big day.
They are celebrating their 12th birthday.
Oh, my
today.
Gosh.
Yeah, they're 12
One
today.
More years of being preteens.
Yeah, and they're right. Yeah, they're absolutely preteens because on the one hand, they're saying, talking about for their birthday, well, electronics, you know, computers, stuff like that. On the other hand, we both need a doll stroller, a good one. And so, you know, yeah, they're right in the between there, right? So, anyway, they have a huge collection of stuffed animals.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, their room's about the size of this studio. It's not very big. And then maybe a little smaller. And the thing is just filled with stuffed animals.
Huh.
You tell me. Anyway, they're having their 12th birthday. Now, you have twins in your family, too. You have
I have twin cousins. I have twin nieces.
Twin nieces? How old are they? 11, 10?
They're a little bit younger than yours.
Okay.
Yeah, by a year or two.
All right. Well, Barry and Jocelyn are going to have a big day. I'm not sure exactly all that's going to occur. I do know there's probably going to be some cake and ice cream later on tonight.
All right.
You know, these are two kids that they're pretty good. They're good students. They're good athletes. And we're proud of them. And they're a couple of fine young ladies.
Yeah.
And so there you go. Happy birthday to Jocelyn and Mary having their 12th birthday.
Good for them. They are fun young ladies.
They are. Coming up on 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. Sports time with Ted Woodward here on a Wednesday morning. And we can talk about the All-Star game. And gosh, I've been waiting to find out who won. I must have missed last hour because I'm not. American League this time?
Yes, okay. Again. Okay. Yeah. Major League Baseball's 89th All-Star Game in Washington, D.C. last night. American League and National League. A lot of home runs, a lot of strikeouts, a few walks peppered in. Kind of a pretty much a microcosm of what baseball is these days. So you had the action. The National League tied it with a couple of home runs in the bottom of the ninth, but the American League struck right back in the top of the 10th inning. Alex Bregman of the Houston Astros hit a home run in the top of the 10th. Then his teammate, George Springer, came up right after him. And the very next pitch, you heard it on KFH.
Pitch to Springer. He drives one right field. Kane going back. Kane looking. And that's gone. Back-to-back Astros homers. American League has added another, and it is 7-5.
All right, this is becoming as exciting as the home run derby last night. Just unbelievable what has transpired over the last 15 minutes. Scooter Gennett, pinch hit off the bench, ties up the ball game. Untied by Alex Bregman and his teammate.
I mean, you can't tell me this isn't entertaining.
This
I don't know
fun.
What to tell you. Absolutely.
American League goes on to win it 8-6 in 10 innings. The game featured a record 10 home runs.
Whoa, wow.
There had never been more than six in an All-Star game. 25 strikeouts and 9 walks. Half of the at-bats finished in either a home run, a strikeout, or a walk. That's what baseball is these days.
These guys are not going to play small ball. They're
No, they're all looking for fastballs, and when they connect, it's gone.
Yeah.
American League wins it 8-6 in 10 innings. That's 6 wins in a row for the American League, and they've won 18 of the last 21 that have been decided. Pro baseball last night, the Wichita Wingnuts are having trouble in Lincoln this season, up in Nebraska. For the fourth time in 5 games in Lincoln this year, the Wingnuts lose on a walk-off for the Lincoln Salt Dogs. Last night, it was a sack fly in the bottom of the ninth inning as the Wingnuts dropped 2 games back for a playoff spot. Wingnuts finish up a very brief 3-game set in Lincoln on the road trip at 6:45 this evening. Pro basketball, we had a trade yesterday. The Memphis Grizzlies traded former Kansas Jayhawk Ben McLemore to the Sacramento Kings, which is where Ben played the first 4 years of his career. He spent 4 years in Sacramento, 1 year in Memphis. Now Memphis ships him back to Sacramento. Ben McLemore, you might remember, was the number 7 overall pick in the NBA draft 5 years ago. And now he's going back to Sac, back to Sacramento. NBA Basketball Summer League action yesterday, finishing up the tournament in Las Vegas. The title game had the Portland Trail Blazers beating the Los Angeles Lakers. Trying to get a roster spot for the Lakers, a couple of former Kansas Jayhawks. Svi Mykhailiuk, starting for the Lakers at forward, had 10 points and 3 rebounds. Another KU player, Malik Newman, had 4 points and 3 rebounds off the bench for the Lakers. Those two guys trying to get roster spots in the NBA. And let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State player Casey Gillespie. He's in AAA with the White Sox for the Charlotte Knights. He had a double and drove in a run yesterday. He's batting .259 in his last 7 games. Former Shocker Casey Gillespie in AAA with the White Sox. And happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Gloster Richardson, who was played for the Chiefs and won a Super Bowl ring in Super Bowl IV. And a couple of years later, he won another Super Bowl ring with the Dallas Cowboys in Super Bowl VI. Former Chiefs wide receiver Gloster Richardson, who is 77 years old today. Speaking of the Chiefs, we're just a couple of weeks away from our daily training camp updates with Mitch Holtus.
You bet.
We'll start that in late July right here on KNSS every weekday morning, so get ready for that. Get pumped.
And KNSS is the radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Got that right, yep.
Got that? I was just on the we're looking forward to that. We always do. Mitch, we have a ball. What about the All-Star break now? When do the guys go back to work? When do we start the game? Thursday or Friday?
The Cardinals and the Cubs play on Thursday.
Thursday.
Everybody else will start back up again on Friday.
So they take one more day the rest of them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then Mitch is coming up in just a few days. Keep it here.
Yep, we're getting close.
You bet. Hey, time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Now, Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. California Democrats have moved further left than Dianne Feinstein. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.